Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm going to make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And we are here with Thursday's DST episode. We've missed you guys. I've been away and I am back. Happy to be back. Sammy has been here. Also happy to be back.
Yes, but still happy to be back.
Still happy to be back. What's going on?
I have so much to share in this episode.
So much to share.
I feel like I have like reached a different phase that I'm ready to talk about. Good, bad, ugly, all the things. So
okay, so
should we do a listener on scale win and then we can like segue to that?
I think that's a great idea, Samantha.
Gosh, thank you. Sean thought of it just minutes before when we planned this episode. Okay.
Okay, read it. I can read it.
Okay.
Hey ladies, love the pod and both of you guys. Recognize this non-scale win today and was inspired to share after your stories asking whether or not we'd return to the gym after work from home ends. I've actually been back at work for a few months now, but developed some healthy exercise routines during this time, including lots of walks, a simple weight routine, and weekly virtual yoga. Lately, especially this week, I've been receiving tons of emails from boutique fitness studios I used to frequent pre-pandemic. In the past, I spent way too much money on those studios and was always trying to convince myself I actually enjoyed workouts like Barry's and Solidcore. I felt like I needed to take advantage of any deal they offered and would always feel pressure to make more of a quote-unquote effort, aka spend a shit ton of money on workouts that I hate after seeing the images of their email campaigns. Today, I started unsubscribing to all of those emails and it feels amazing. It's honestly so freeing each time I press the unsubscribe button. Hoping this will inspire some fellow listeners to let go of something that they were doing for the wrong reasons. Time to leave that shit behind. I love that.
That's great because the subject lines can be a little bit triggering or like maybe not the messaging you need coming at you.
I never thought about cleansing my emails the same way you might cleanse your Instagram feed. I've never really thought, I mean, I slowly have been unsubscribing to shit only because, but it's like that I hoard emails. Like I don't unsubscribe because I'm like,
neither.
Maybe one day I'll need a sale.
Yeah.
And I don't unsubscribe, but lately I've been a little bit more like Marie Kondoing my emails. I think I'm going to do that more. I really like this email.
Same. I'm going to start doing that more too. I always forget and then I'm just delete.
I spend so much of my fucking morning bulk deleting emails. I think about that a lot. Like even on when I
think
was
about what you could accomplish in that time.
On my trip, like because I hate when they like, sometimes I go away in the past, like I'll just forget it. I don't care. I'm not even looking. And then at the end of my trip, I had 1,000 unread
700 emails. Yeah.
Emails. And so I was like, in the morning, I was just like, delete. So yeah, let's unsubscribe that shit.
Unsubscribe. Protect your heart.
Protect your
unsubscribe.
Heart. Unsubscribe. I'll share my non-scale win and then say maybe we can go into what all you want
to share.
Okay. So yeah. My win is, okay, so I just went on. Oh, I have no fucking complaints about traveling.
Great. I'm glad you have no complaints.
I have zero. Like, I just mean like.
Oh, you mean you had a fun vacation in Mexico?
I don't even need to say it was fun. Like, it was just so I needed to go away. We did nothing. Like, because I didn't want to. Rusty was like, I need to go
on
excursions, you know, all this.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm not fucking leaving this compound, Rusty. Like, this is, I'm not. I'm not talking to anybody. Like I'm not leaving. And
yeah,
it's something that he needed to get used to because again, we talked about Energizer Bunny, but he loved it towards the end, being forced to just lay. But in the beginning, I was sort of like vegging out the laying because it was something that I needed and not doing anything. And he was working out. And then a couple days in, I was just like, I need to move. I needed that break to sort of move. And then I was just like, I worked out real, for real, for the first time, I ran twice. Wow. And
around the compound?
No, in their gym. There was like nobody there. I like nobody in their gym. And I was just, it was like I was jostling the fetus, as Larry David said. Do you remember that episode?
Oh, I was like, who's Jocelyn?
No, jostling the fetus. Remember?
No, I hear you. Yeah. When he was like, it's like you're naming her Jocelyn.
No, when he was named, when he, it was like the eight month
yeah,
pregnant
jostling.
Lady, you're jostling. Yeah. You're jostling. What are you doing? You're jostling the fetus. Yeah. Yeah. No, I looked it up. It was totally safe. I like paused, ran. It was, and it felt so good. I did a weights on my own.
Wow.
I was wow. like, I fucking did yoga. I was just, it was just felt so, and I felt, oh, and I took a tennis lesson. I felt like I was on this high afterwards. I was like, this is what it feels like to sort of regain your motive. Not, it's not motivation. It's like this will to
appreciation. Appreciation.
No, it's a, no, it's like, a will to live. Like this will
I know.
To like be
alive.
Alive and like be, take care of yourself. And I, obviously I've been taking care of myself. I'm like pregnant and I'm trying to be very conscious of that. But I felt like such shit for like 4 months and I couldn't get myself to do anything that that came from a place of like care rather than, oh, I have to. So, right. So that shift felt so, so good. And I think that's because I took a complete break and it like sort of reinvigorated the reasons why I like to work out. So it was great.
I know you're joking about the will to live thing, but
I'm not joking.
I know what you, I know what you, okay, obviously you're not saying you wanted to die is what I mean.
No,
like,
no.
I mean, know what you mean by will to, the joie de vivre.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Joie de vivre. Yes, I know exactly what you mean. And I think that part of the reason that many of us have potentially lost our joie de vivre.
It's the burnout.
Is because the burnout and the fact that you have, we all mostly have been sitting and staring at four screens for the past 6 months. Like that's totally. How you interact with everybody.
Totally.
The only way I've really seen you is on the fucking screen.
I know.
Whether it's text or Zoom or like I saw you one time, twice.
I know.
That's crazy. Cause I talk to you all the time.
All the
so
time.
It's like, that's not healthy. Like it makes sense that has like worn down everyone's will to live.
Yeah. It's just like will, it's going off that burnout episode. It was like complete burnout. I felt like I knew immediately that I had it because I was just like, I don't want it. I would have Sunday scaries. And I know whenever I have Sunday scaries, because I like my job. So like whenever I have real Sunday scaries and this true dragging of mood going into Monday, I was like, I need a fucking break. Like, this is not good. I'm not doing good work. When I don't,
I think you were doing good work.
No, but you know, from my perspective, I'm not enjoying the work I'm doing because I don't want to be doing it. So <Right. laughs> that break, like just so necessary. And I was such a cliche. Rusty was making fun of me because I was walking back from my tennis thing and I was just like smiling and he's like, you were such a loser.
Why?
I was like pep in my step. Like, that felt so good.
And I would love to have some pep in my step.
I love tennis. You know, I love tennis. I love pickleball. Everybody knows. And I can't, and I know I can't play in my third trimester. So I was just really, anyway, that's my win. And I was excited.
That's a good win.
And you know what's funny?
You got your joie de vivre back.
What's funny is that, like, you know, I came home really late last night. And before I went on the plane, I was like, oh, it's Monday. And Rusty's like, you still feel like that? I'm like, no, actually, I don't. I was just kind of, that was now a habit that I have created. I actually don't. I'm excited to go into my first morning meeting. So
into the office.
Into the office, AKA opening my laptop and turning on my camera. I encourage those who are feeling that to maybe take a couple days break.
Definitely. Anyway. You probably have some PTO. Let's be real.
Take some PTO.
You probably have the PTO.
Take it and really take a break. Don't just like mess around. Like take a break. Like shut your brain off. I literally refuse to answer people's emails. I'm like, sorry. If it's like an urgent thing, I'll do it. But, you know, you can figure it out.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Sammy, why don't you share, because we texted a lot through the trip when I was away, but I think that you have some things to share with the people of the Diet Starts Tomorrow group.
I have so much to share. First of all, I want to start in the beginning. Okay, so I know obviously like our podcast has changed in terms of like what we talk about, like how much we encourage or put weight loss like out there as a clear goal. And we've obviously been working on like a lot of like body acceptance, but I do want to just like talk about sort of a bit of like a wall that I'm hitting with my weight gain, which has been quite substantial, and why it has like kind of started to concern me. Because, okay, so essentially I went up four sizes since, let's say, my wedding or the beginning of the pandemic. I went up four sizes. Not only did my size go up to the point where I no longer am like really wearing regular size things, my feet grew a foot. A full size. Like I was a 9.5 and now I can wear a 10.5.
Oh, wow.
So like my foot really grew.
You have two, your shoe size is 2 feet.
I grew an extra foot, a third foot.
Yeah.
Okay. But, okay. So I started like noticing these changes and I was like, okay, like we're going to accept it. Like we're going to work on body acceptance and like, it's okay. Like I've really worked on like just trying to kind of like be okay with like these bigger sizes and like maybe not having like the clothes I want to wear. But then I realized that I lost my period for like 3 months. So I started I didn't get January, February, March. And I literally just got it an hour ago. Like, so now we are talking I will disclose, I got it 1 hour ago. So like I planned to talk about this and then I literally got my period just now, but I hadn't gotten it for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I started to become like concerned. Like I started Googling, like does weight gain like cause your feet to grow? Does it cause your period to stop? And like the answer is yes. And I also had a physical last week and I got blood work done. And my bad cholesterol was high and my good cholesterol was a little bit low. This is the first time I've ever had anything, thank God, that's like out of the normal range. But so I went to the doctor. I talked to her about it. Thank God they didn't say you have to weigh yourself at all. But I did tell her, I even told her about the podcast. I was like, my friends and I host a podcast and we're working on intuitive eating and sort of like just trying to, I told her like I binge probably once a week for 10 years and I've stopped doing that. So I would like to keep that progress and not ruin it by going on a diet because of these other things that have now happened to my body. So she was pretty understanding. She didn't like give me a hard time. She didn't give me the sheet with a meal plan. In fact, she was like, honestly, when I asked her even what foods I should or should not eat to change my cholesterol, she was like, I don't think I want to give you specifics because you're telling me you had a history of eating like issues. So she's like, I don't really want to give you specifics, but would you see a dietitian or an intuitive eating therapist? And I said, yeah, I'm going to try to do that. So I'm struggling. Like, I'm struggling with the fact that, like, I'm trying to accept my body. I don't really feel comfortable with the amount that I've gained. And now I'm sort of seeing, like, actual health effects from it. And it's starting to, like, worry me a little bit. So I've been trying to figure out, like, I really don't want to, like, lose all the progress that I've made, because, like, it is not a small feat that I have stopped binge eating. Like, it is not no big deal.
Yeah, definitely.
And I don't want to undo that. So I am trying to, like, be more active. I'm trying to get my steps up every day, like, do more walks. And I joined Peloton. I am getting a Peloton bike. So we are officially all in the Peloton family here.
Wow, wow, wow.
That was, like, a pretty big move that I made, because I feel like it'll just be better for me to have, since I'm still not really going to the gym, I just feel like it'll be better to have access to, like, something here. I'm just trying to, like, increase my activity and sort of break my association with healthy things, like healthy, you know, making a healthy lunch and going to work out and, like, trying to be more active. I'm trying to break my associations that those things are only done for weight loss and not for, like, general health, and that they can actually, like, feel good. So yeah, that is where I'm at. And I did want to just share it with the audience, because I know that I'm not the only person who, you know, tried intuitive eating and then is running into this, like, you know, whether emotional or physical challenges with it. So that is where I am. I'm grateful that I did end up getting my period. I kind of have a feeling it's because I have significantly increased my activity in the past month.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that it's because of that, and that it will continue to come back. But it really concerned me that happened, because, like, when I think about, you know, when we think about, like, you don't want to be too thin or eat too little because you lose your period. And, like, the same goes the opposite way. Like, it's an indicator of health. And I noticed that these health indicators were not great, or were not as good as they were before. So
right,
that's where I'm at.
Well, I think, yeah, we were talking about this via text, and, like, and also I noticed there was a thread in the DST group about, like, how we're anti-weight loss or something, like, but that's not, like, the case at all. Like, it's like, we, intuitive eating is not now, oh, we've shunned all weight loss and, like, we're, like, hardcore warriors of Hayes. I think it's, like, we're two people who went through a very significant shift in our lives due to the fact that we have dieted in a really intense way, intense way, not just casual dieting, like real, really restricted our food in a really long-term fashion. And in the beginning of the podcast, like, we talked about every single possible diet, and I was still doing lots of different diets, and you too, and keto, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, during the pandemic, we were like, I think this is we each hit our own point of why we need to shift we need to heal from those things. So, like, the way that I think about intuitive eating is not necessarily, like, and a lot of people have the misconception. We try to, like, talk about this misconception. It's not just, like, eating whatever the fuck you want, like, for the rest of your life. It's not, that's not the component. Like, intuitive eating is sort of a bring yourself back.
It's more than that.
It's
teaching yourself
how
to listen to your hunger cues. You know, it's not just, like, eating whatever you want. It is reteaching yourself how to know what hunger is and what
hunger and satisfaction, yeah, and going back to, yeah, like, eating based on not these external factors of, like, this is what you should eat based on some marketing campaign. This is what you want to eat. And contrary to a lot of people think, that you don't always want to eat the worst food ever. And
right,
from my experience, I was on vacation, I was eating salads. Not because, and then I also had some freaking fish tacos. Like it was, it's like a balance of life. And then I was saying how badly I wanted to be active. Like those things didn't come from an external place. They came from an internal place. And I think that intuitive eating is, it's a way to rewire your brain to want to be healthy, but not healthy, meaning like not want to be skinny. It's just healthy. And I think you and I agree that skinny doesn't always mean healthy. Fat doesn't always mean healthy either. There's just like healthy for you. And
right.
It's individual. It's completely individual. And
what's so like upsetting is that having now had, you know, I've in the past like lost my period from not eating enough calories also. So, and those are the points where I was like really, really like my thinnest. So what I figured out is that probably based on those two pieces of data, that probably like my healthy weight was somewhere where I was like up and down from this whole time, like the whole first 2 years of the podcast. I feel like those, I was probably like an okay weight for me. And I just didn't really understand that because I was.
Because you were listening to everything else. You were listening to like what you should be, like how you should look and how thin you should be.
Right. And I think that if I had like been intuitively eating and exercising at that weight, that probably was or would be like a stable range for me that's healthy, where I still get my period and like, you know, I was walking more, like I was, it took me like, you know, getting to work was like 4,000 to 5,000 steps. And that's like a moderately that counts as like moderate activity. Like that's normal. Like that's, I think, what my body is probably supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a little scary when you see that like an external function is changing, but you can't see it. Like, I can see myself gaining weight, but it took me like a bit to be like, oh, you didn't get your period. For it's like not just 1 month, it's now 2-3 months to get a blood test when the numbers change. Like that's like a little scary. Like thank God I've never had a health issue like that.
Mm-hmm. But it's not to say that some people who are heavier weights or bigger bodies that they're not healthy either. Like it's again, like yeah, entirely,
if you're getting your period at that weight, like it, or you're not experiencing changes or like, you know,
it's entirely individual. And what I've learned also, or like what I figured out about myself too, is sort of a similar thing, is like, I don't want, the same way I don't want to be so thin at the expense of my health, is that I also don't want it to gain too much weight at the expense of my health. So mm-hmm. it's like, it's finding that balance in between. And I think that like doing the intuitive eating thing is like part of that. Like it's the mental health thing. It's like all of the above. It's the physical and the mental and getting that all in check and sort of just living life in a way that suits you, like suits me.
Right.
You know, but also not hating yourself at the same time. So it's like I went from a place of like hating my arms, never wearing tank tops, dieting like crazy still, to a place where I've gained more weight, wear more tank tops, but still valuing exercise and allowing balance in my life. So it's like finding that whatever that place is for you is
right.
The place, but that said, there's nothing wrong with wanting to lose weight. Like literally there is nothing, I don't believe, despite anybody who's been on our podcast to say otherwise, we personally don't believe there's anything wrong with that. If that is your desire and you're doing it for the reasons that make you feel good, not make you feel bad, you know?
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say like I'm going to try to lose. I'm definitely not going to go on a diet and I'm not going to start counting my calories. But
yep.
I do feel like I want to be more conscious of what I'm doing, like more aware. And I'm also trying to remind myself that like, OK, we are talking about disordered eating habits that have plagued me for 20 years.
Yeah.
So the idea that like in 6 months where, which happens to overlap with the pandemic, where I do not leave my house and I do not face most of like the norms of life, there's so many situations I have not encountered yet because it is the pandemic. So to think that like I'm going to have this figured out in 6 months to a year when we're talking about something that has been going on for 20 years is just not like, it's just not realistic.
Yeah. So how are you feeling after sharing that?
I mean, I felt like I really did need to share it because like, it started to consume me a little bit. Like it's caught up to me. Like I don't have my period, although now I do, like literally as of this morning, but it was really like weighing on me. So I feel better now having said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
are you going to go back? Like, do you have a follow-up appointment? Are you gonna, like, are you trying to make changes in the meantime, like for a certain time frame? And then are you going to go back to get your physical again, like follow-up physical?
So she was like, honestly, your cholesterol numbers are a little off, but they're not off enough that like you need to come back in 6 months.
Or you need to go on medication. Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, no way you do need to go on medication at your age. She's like, I really think that like slight changes in diet and exercise would fix the problem or make the numbers go back to like normal or into the normal range.
Yeah.
My question is just like, okay, how am I going to do those things? Do I want to get an intuitive eating therapist? I go to so much therapy and I spend so much money on therapy. Like, I don't really want to. But I don't know. Like, I feel like there's some obvious things like having like more salads and increasing my activity, keeping my activity up. And I'm going to see in like 6 months, like how my clothes are fitting and if my period stayed and that stuff.
It might help though, like how you were saying, like maybe not intuitive eating therapist, but intuitive eating dietitian, somebody who can help like look at the nutrition of what you're eating and help balance that, like making sure, dare I say, you're getting enough fiber. or like other nutrients like that, enough protein, enough like, or the source of those things.
One reason I am a little hesitant to see a dietitian is because I'm a little concerned that it will put me back in a diet space to be seeing a dietitian. I haven't fully unpacked that, but like something about the idea of seeing a dietitian does give me a bit of like anxiety.
Because you know, they're going to like, okay, in order for me to know, to help you, figure out what to eat, I need to know what you're eating. And then you're like, okay, well, in order for me to tell you what I'm eating, I'm gonna have to write it down.
Right. And I'm gonna have to, right. I'm concerned that it will cause me to start cataloging what I'm eating more. And then once you start getting it, like I even felt myself the other day sort of do it when I was feeling like a little bit bigger. Like I felt myself reviewing in my head what I had eaten that day. I didn't attach any calories to it or like try to add them, but I definitely was like, okay, well, this morning I had this, then I had this. Like I felt myself reviewing the foods a little bit more than like I wanted to. So I do feel a little nervous about it, but I'm going to just kind of let it work itself out. Like not like forever, but like I'm going to take a little time to see, you know, how things go. Like the fact that I did get my period this morning is very encouraging.
That's great.
Thank you, it literally put me in a different place than I was thinking like yesterday, because if I can see like, okay, I can make some changes, it's working, I feel like I could maybe not need to see like a dietitian.
Yeah.
But if it's like, if there's nothing really changing in like 3 months and I don't get my period again or something, then I would like maybe like commit to that.
Right.
But yeah, I'm just figuring it out.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
If anybody else is struggling with the same thing, definitely please let us know. Email us dst@betches.com. We didn't do a Dear DST today just because we wanted to like kind of chat that through. But we definitely will continue doing Dear DST. So email us dst@betches.com, especially if you're like struggling with this kind of like phase of your life. And obviously all other types of questions are welcome, and we are happy to answer all of them. So email us and follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. You can DM me and Sammy at Aileen at Sammy. and follow us first, then DM. You know, we like that more.
Oh, is have you noticed that people DM you without following?
No, it's just saying like follow and then you can like DM. No, I don't notice that at all. I don't like
click. I should pay attention to that.
I don't click any of that. I have no idea. I don't even like click to see who watches my stories. I like don't know anything.
Well, that like is too, that's like
I don't look at any like analytics to anything. But anyway, guys, yeah, we're here for you. We here for you. And rate, review, subscribe, because we really would appreciate that, even though we've been around for a while. Telling a friend about the show really makes a huge difference because we are still trying to grow. So please go tell a friend, go rate this podcast on iTunes. Just share it with somebody, put it on your story. We really love that. And
as Jared says,
and we will repost it too. And Diet Starts Tomorrow and our personal. So yeah. And we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com. Betches.